It is Friday morning on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning. We're adjusting the microphones. And
my mic was already on.
I turned it on you. The days I don't have your mic on and you try to talk. It is Friday morning. So glad to be here. And we have some coverage of Southern Illinois District Convention with Pastor Hawkinson on location. We'll check in with him in just a moment here. And also learning about being a pastor to the deaf with our friend Pastor Gerard Bowling here in the St. Louis area. So we'll get to talk with him in a little while as well. How is your morning going so far?
Not bad.
What's your coffee blend this morning?
I believe today is Zambia, but my husband made it, so I'm going to assume that's what's in my mug right now.
Is he working right now, or is he off?
Are
you listening? You should text us and let us know what the blend is. He's sleeping is what he's doing.
He doesn't start till 10, so
okay.
He's probably chilling at home.
He could be commuting right now.
He's got like a 3-minute commute.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. CUW.edu is the place to find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, or on our beautiful website, KFUO.org. They are in the
underwriter
section.
So yeah, there's a nice underwriter page.
Up at the top of the page, you click on underwriters and you see all their beautiful logos right there on KFUO.org. Any other interesting news before we head over to Southern Illinois?
Well, the Olympics are starting.
This is true.
I'm so excited.
2 weeks of minimal sleep in our household.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I fell asleep long before my wife did yesterday. I'm sure. My poor child. I was so tired yesterday. I kept falling asleep during prayers. Daddy. What a horrible father I am. I kept falling asleep during the prayers. Let's go over to the Southern Illinois District Convention. The Reverend Mark Hawkinson checking in for us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Andy and Sarah, you guys make a great pair. The way you banter back and forth. And of course, the more caffeine you have, the faster the banter goes. You know what I'm saying?
We're only half-calf. Only half-caffeinated this morning.
Half-calf. Well, that's why the banter is a little bit slower than what I expected. But it's still fast, okay? It's real fast banter. I'm wired this morning. I mean, I've had at least 3 cups of real coffee just to stay awake. You know what I'm saying? So, but the 58th regular convention of the Southern Illinois District of the LCMS, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, meeting here at the Regency Conference Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's a beautiful facility. The people are motivated. They're very excited. Last night, the opening service, the preacher was the Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison, president of the LCMS, and his theme was Confessing Christ based on Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And Andy and Sarah, he used Martin Luther as an example. Martin Luther's confession before the emperor, and you know, the emperor told Luther to recant, and Luther said, I'm bound by the scriptures. It's neither safe nor right to go against conscience. So it was a very inspiring sermon. After that, they reelected Dr. Timothy Schaar as district president of the LCMS. I'm sorry, district president of the Southern Illinois. You know, the funny thing about Southern Illinois District, it's SID. Mm-hmm. The Central Illinois District is CID. The Northern Illinois District is NID. So you got NID, SID, SID. And at any rate, it's a lot of fun here. We're going to be hearing an essay today from Reverend Dr. Daniel Preuss. We're going to get some statistics about demographics, Southern Illinois District. And, by the way, there are 57 pastoral delegates here, 60 lay delegates. There are 94 congregations in the SID. And if you go north, the district goes as far as Nokomis, Illinois. Nokomis is about 50 miles south of Springfield. If you go south, it goes down to Carbondale. If you go east, it goes to the Indiana border. So, and there are 38 schools. How about that? 38 schools in the SID, 3 high schools and 13 preschools.
Wow.
Wow.
So they're well educated here. we can say they're definitely well educated and very, very motivated. I took part in the communion service last night, and no, I don't mean I was part of up in front, but I mean I went to the service, and as I said, it was very, very inspiring. And of course, everybody sings out, you know, with gusto, and so you just get chills coming up and down your spine.
So if anybody is going to the convention, what do you have going on at the booth, the KFUO booth?
Yes. Oh, I was going to get to that. Yes, there have been a lot of people that have come by the KFUO booth. And here, this is my main point that I wanted to make in this short interview here, is that the support here for KFUO and the SID is fantastic. I have just one person after another. We listen all the time. We listen all day. It is the most wonderful station. And by the way, if you're coming today, you can sign up to win a Bluetooth speaker. So if you haven't come yet to the SID convention, just, and you're coming as a spectator, whatever the case might be, you can sign up to win a Bluetooth speaker. So how about that? We got all kinds of goodies here. And so come by the booth and see me.
So you've got some KFUO swag, as we call it, some yes. fun KFUO gear to give away at this SID convention.
Chip clips. We've got some pens. we've got some wallets that fit on the back of your iPhone. And my gosh, we got just a little bit of everything here. So
those clips are very popular items. When I was at RSTM, I don't know how many people came by the table, and I had to make sure those clips were out.
Well, they're handy. Because they have a magnet on them, so you can put them on the fridge to keep notes on the fridge, or display beautiful artwork from 4-year-old children. Or they are handy for the bag of chips too. If you're eating chips, I'm not confessing to eating any chips. I just eat it all so that I don't have to put a clip on the bag when I'm done.
Okay.
Who's on the scene there at the Southern Illinois District Convention? Who have you had a chance to catch up while you're there, Mark?
Well, I know the Concordia Plan Services, they're here, and Lutheran Hour Ministries has a booth here as well, and the Concordia Publishing House, they have a booth, and I think North American Missions does as well. I get confused between North and regular mission, regular, whatever. But I mean, I think, yeah, missions is represented here also from the Synod, and all kinds of organizations are here. So I'm having a good time collecting a bunch of stuff.
One of the things that I enjoy about conventions like that and other events, synodical events, is that sometimes it's like a family reunion, because you keep running into people that you know when...
Yes.
Or people who know people you know.
Yes.
or you're related to.
One big game of Lutheran bingo.
Well, both of you have done a lot of traveling, and Sarah goes to events, and Andy travels all over for KFUO as well. And so you know what that's like. And there were people, I used to be a mission developer part-time here in the Southern Illinois District. So there were people that I haven't seen for like 20 years. And no, I won't say that they've aged, but maybe a little bit. But it was a joy to see them.
Very good.
It is like old. It's like old home week, no question about it. Yeah. And they've got plenty of food here, and it's food and the coffee. I don't know about your coffee, but this coffee is double caffeinated, and that's I'm wired.
Oh man,
that's why he's going so fast.
I have to face the floor now just to try to calm down. I'm just wired.
What's up next? You said you were able to attend Divine Service yesterday. What's up next today?
Well, they got the essay by Pastor Price, and Pastor Harrison actually is speaking as I'm speaking right now in the auditorium for giving a synodical report. And we'll hear again from Dr. Timothy Schar, the president of the district. He's going to come on board again, and we're going to get a little look at demographics of the Southern Illinois District. That helps them to plant new churches, in other words, to determine where the greater concentration might be and population growth. Right here around O'Fallon, the growth here, this is where I was able to develop a new mission in the early 90s, and the growth here since the early 90s has just been phenomenal. So they're going to determine other places where they can start new missions.
Very good. Well, Mark, thanks so much for checking in with us from the Southern Illinois District Convention. God's blessings on the rest of your time there and the proceedings from the convention. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks. Thank you for the privilege, and have a great rest of the morning.
Thank you. We will. Sarah's going to continue to get caffeinated here.
I will.
What do you have going on this weekend? I know you're trying to drink your coffee and I keep asking you questions.
It's like I'm on the
It's like you're on the
it's
radio.
Like I'm on the radio. What do you,
we have a very exciting weekend of repairs to the sofa, the couch that's still under warranty.
That sounds exhilarating.
This is like the third time we've had to try to schedule this. It's had been rescheduled. So, yes, Saturday morning, waiting in that window of time that they give you to come repair. But it's getting done, and our couch will be back to hopefully a nice shapely couch and not misshapen like it has become.
I'm planning on watching curling. Wherever I can find it.
Curling, yes.
Curling, yeah. So,
who is it? One of our mutual friends, I think, was watching it yesterday. I think Amanda said she was watching it last night. I don't know how.
I don't know.
Because isn't it only on certain...
Some places were streaming last night still before they put their blocking on their streams for their own countries, but...
What is the origin of the sport of curling? Do you know?
Oh, man. It's something Canadian. It's about as much as I know. Maybe Quebec somewhere.
You said Quebec.
Yeah.
The right way.
Yeah, I think, now I'm going to have to go look it up.
That's because you're from Michigan, so you can say Quebec, right?
Yeah, I can.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to meet a pastor, a fairly new pastor.
Yeah.
I think last time I talked with Gerard, he was a vicar.
We went to his graduation from the seminary.
So we'll talk with Pastor Bowling here in just a little bit, learn about the ways that he's serving and the people he's meeting and the new relationships that are being formed as a new pastor here in the St. Louis area. Looking forward to talking with Pastor Bowling in just a moment. Anything else exciting this weekend before we go?
Bike ride, maybe.
Bike ride,
maybe.
Sunshine, maybe some sun. It's mostly cloudy today, but warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
Get out on that
bike.
Looks
like rain tomorrow, though. Like freezing, the freezing variety.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO.